number two of the senior national heavies. Rick Selwood just can't find the pace that he saw to establish that lap record at the last club meeting here. 36.125 was the time on that occasion. Well, 36.198 is what Dean O'Brien has set as his fastest lap of this race. Selwood, a 36.5, his best coming on that last lap. So still plenty of battles on further back in the pack, but O'Brien is out to almost a 3 second lead as he works his way through the infield once again. So O'Brien leading from a Rick Selwood. It's Dubbo leads Orange as Kyle Busch sits back there in third position. Then it's Churchland in fourth, who has got Jake Gooder from Wagga closing in on him, but I think the laps are running out. Ogilvie has got plenty of pressure on his back bumper. David Dunbar looking to set something up going into turn two this time, not able to do so. So Dunbar has to fall back into line as they head through turn three. Dunbar now up for a challenge as Noyan makes the charge. Checker flag is out and O'Brien takes the victory. O'Brien takes the win from Selwood Bush. Then it's back to Churchland, Gooder. Ogilvie hangs on for six. Dunbar, Noyan, Terry Selwood. Then it's Kieran Doran, Meredith, Jeremy Lavallel, and Mark Dunbar is the final card home in the 56P. So some great racing there in heat number two of Senior National Heavy, brought to you by the Crutches IGA. The award-winning store is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, Grenfell, proudly supporting the local community. So as we get set for Open Performance, of course Open Performance sponsored by the Canberra Kart Shed for all your karts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for kart tyres, spares and accessories, also engines. Brett also specialises in kart setup and repairs, as the Canberra Kart Shed has their own engine dyno. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of Open Performance here in the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Getting set for a start here in heat number two of Open Performance. Open Performance has a bit of shenanigans here as they're getting formed up. Eddie Ruiz has had a spin. He's going to try and catch up to the back of the field before the start of this second heat. Of course, Ruiz to start out of position number 5. Greg Williams in the 15 will start from the pole. Jake Lambie in the 2 starts out of position number 2. The 60 is Peter Beaton, who'll start out of position number 3, with Mark Townsend out of position number 4, Eddie Ruiz out of position number 5, Brett Staples out of position number 6, and Steve Martin in the 12 card. Hopefully he's got his card fixed now to start out of position number 7. As they're in good formation, ready for a start and racing. A good start, even one that Williams gets the jump, but Lambie crosses over, dives down the inside into turn number 2, and Lambie will take the lead. Lambie in the SNP security card off the circuit as he goes into the S's. He comes back across in front of the field and just limps that cart. I don't know if he's going to pick up the speed at all, but he certainly had a moment there, and that cart not getting back up to speed once again. So that leaves Steve Martin back out in front, who started tail end of the field, and Martin now is your race leader. Martin leading, Peter Beaton in the 60 cart, running in second. So a great start for Steve Martin, who's trying to rebound after the problems he had in heat number one. Martin continuing through the infield, has got Beaton right on his back bumper, doesn't want to give up anything now, as he's where he would think he should have been after that mishap in heat number one. Beaton sits in second position as he looks to be losing a little bit of ground now to your race leader in Steve Martin. The Yass Valley Earthworks cart leading the way. Beaton second. Williams third. Then it's up to Eddie Ruiz, who's got carts firing off the inside of him into turn two, and Ruiz loses two spots there. Townsend in the 13 cart making the move on him, and following him through was Brett Staple. So Ruiz has lost a couple of spots that time, and Townsend now really closing up, makes the dive up the inside of Williams to grab third place, as Beaton is putting the pressure on Martin as they come across the line to complete lap number four. Some great battles here, and the middle stages of this second heat for Open Performance. Race leader is still Steve Martin, but Peter Beaton is putting the pressure on him and is not letting him get away at all in that 12 card. Beaton in the 60, the Apex Plumbing card works through the start-finish turn and then down the front straight, but still not quite close enough to be able to take the position. Race leader is Martin, second place Beaton, third place Townsend, who's closing in on Beaton now with laps counting down. Lap 6 about to go into the books. Williams is the next car through. He is about 2 seconds behind. In fact, Williams has lost two places. Staples and Ruiz have got past Williams, but they are 3.5 seconds behind Mark Townsend, who's in third position and challenging now for Pete Beaton. Peter Beaton, the Aussie Hotel in Yass, JB's auto entry, is now under fire as the 13 of Mark Townsend pushes him all the way. That's giving Steve Martin a bit of breathing room in the Yass Valley Earthworks entry as they work their way through the S's once again. It's Martin, Beaton, and Townsend, but Townsend makes a run now as they head down the back straight. Martin, that was Townsend trying to make the move on Beaton. And Martin is getting to kick away here. Half a second the gap on the previous lap. It looks like it's extended further, this time by just about a tenth of a second more than it was on the previous lap, as Martin, with clean running, Beaton now having to protect the back bumper of the number 60 Aussie Hotel in Yass cart, as again Townsend looks to the infield trying to make the move. Beaton holding him off as the white flag is out. Martin is your race leader in the 12 cart. Martin from the 60 of Peter Beaton. Then it's back to Townsend. Further back then to Staples with Ruiz and Lambie, who's working his way back from that spin. Lambie now makes the move on Ruiz. Ruiz and Lambie side by side in the S's. And Lambie, caught out on the dirty part of the track, loses a lot of ground as Townsend looks up the inside of Beaton trying to take second place. Checker flag at the ready. Martin comes through for the win. Beaton home in second, Townsend third, Staples home in fourth. Then it's Ruiz, Lambie and Williams tailing off to the end of the field. A great battle there in Open Performance heat number 2. brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. We'd like to thank all the great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club today, including Rhys Young, Canberra Kart Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware at Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Caltech Service Station Grenfell, the Crutches IGA in Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club and Grenfell Quality Meats. Drop in to see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. We thank them for their support along with the Grenfell Bowling Club. If you're feeling dry and need a bit of a bite to eat or just want to roll down a few on the greens, drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere and their newly redeveloped premises. And of course, don't forget the Rinks restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. So up now, Junior National Light heads out onto the circuit. Junior National Light, of course, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. We thank them for their support. Jack Dare will start from the pole here in heat number two. Charlotte Ponning out of position number two in the 25 cart. Michael Selms in the 20. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Josh Fife in the 78. Josh Hemphill in the 17. The 70 of Stuart Wiglin. Emily Kilpatrick in the 43. Cody Balding in the 19. Luke Wrigley in the 64. And Jacob Gavin in the 56P. Heat 1 was won by Luke Wrigley. He did it by 5 seconds over Cody Balding. So look for Balding and Wrigley, who are starting out of 9th and 10th respectively, to start charging through the field. Not in formation yet for a start. Dare and Ponting. Dare in the 11, Ponting in the 25. Looking for a start. They'll come through the cutout this time. And hopefully we'll get a start this time by. Still very quick. Oh, they bunch up now as they come towards the start line. Good even start as the Dare gets away from Ponting and leads. Oh, slides wide into the side pot of Ponting. And that opens the door. Chancellor and Hemphill have an opportunity now as Hemphill takes the lead. Off the circuit is the 56 cart. That is the Jacob Gavin cart. So unfortunately for Gavin, he's out of the running early. There's three wide heading through the hairpin for the first time as Chancellor leading the way. Weingart up into second. No, it's Fife, in fact, up into second position with Dare in third. Luke Wrigley cutting through the field quickly now into fourth position. Hemphill, Wigland, then it's Boulding, Ponting, Kilpatrick, Selms, the running order as the leaders head down the pit, down the back straight through the hairpin now. Chancellor under pressure trying to get that lead position from him. Fife and Wigland further back, drops down behind Balding and Hemphill. So he loses another two places, the 70 cart. Josh Fife trying to make a move on Chancellor, but Chancellor driving a tidy race at the moment. Fastest man on the circuit, Luke Wrigley, a 36.1 second lap. The lap record here, a 34.28, which was set in 2011 by Joshua Dean. Wrigley, past Fife, and now putting the pressure on Chancellor as Wrigley can't quite make the move going into turn number two. He looks to set up as they head towards the S's in turn three. This time, Wrigley on the crossover move. No, the door gets open and Fife comes back through. So Fife and Wrigley mixing it up now as Fife will take the spot. Wrigley all around the outside going into the infield. Big move there and Wrigley will regain second position. So Wrigley and Fife mixing it up here in the early stages of race number two for the Junior Nationals. Half race distance about to be completed and Chancellor continues to lead, but Wrigley up the inside of Chancellor into the hairpin. Chancellor tries to fight back, but Wrigley's got the pass covered. No, he hasn't! And Chancellor will dive back up through the infield and retake the lead. Wrigley sits back there in second place. Fife now has got Boulding right on his back bumper for the battle for third as Wrigley looks up the inside. Chancellor tries to hold him off as they're side by side coming towards the S's. And Wrigley, Chancellor side by side, opens the door for Boulding as Chancellor runs wide and loses three spaces. Race leader is now Luke Wrigley with Cody Boulding right on his back bumper. Then it's back to Fife in third place. Dares in fourth. Chancellor now back to fifth. The top cart just dropping down and losing a number of spots in that battle. Race leader is Luke Wrigley. You could see his hand going for the carburetor to change that air fuel mixture to try and improve the performance of it, because he knows that Boulding will be hunting him down in that 19 cart, trying to make as much ground on him as he possibly can. So Wrigley working his way through past the start finish line. Wrigley pulling away from Boulding now as the leader has got a half a second advantage, and he's opened that up even on this lap further. The Dubbo driver in cart 64 won heat number one and is out in front as he completes lap number eight. Boulding in second, then it's back to Fife. Dare still in fourth place. Wiegler now gets past Chancellor. Ponting past Hemphill as Kirkpatrick and Selms continue to circulate at the back of the field. So white flag at the ready. Luke Wrigley leading the way here as the Junior Nationals head across the start-finish line. Wrigley out now to over a second lead on Cody Boulding. Fife, Dare, Wiegland, Chancellor, Ponting, Hemphill. Then it's back to Kilpatrick and Selms here in the latter stages of heat number two of Junior National. Checkered flag at the ready, and Luke Wrigley takes the win. Boulding holds on. Fife and Dare were putting the pressure on right at the checkered flag. Great driving there for Junior National Heavy, Junior National Light, I should say. Heat number two. Behind Dare was Wiegland, Chancellor, Ponting, Hemphill. Then it was Kilpatrick and Selms rounding out the running order. Unfortunately for Jacob Gavin, he was out of the race right at the start of the event. Okay, getting set for a start here in Clubman, and Bruce Otter with a problem with his cart. He's parked his cart just near the pit entrance, run into the pits. So Otter, with a problem with his cart, he's just seen the nose cone. His transponder. He noticed he'd left his transponder off the cart, and he is now just trying to fire up the cart and get it up there and running. So Bruce Otter, after having left his transponder off the cart, saw it was off, jumped out of the cart, ran back to the pit garage, pulled the transponder off his other cart that he's running here, and now has put it back on. So he will have cold tyres, but at least will be scored in this second heat of the Clubman. Jackson Delamont, Mitchell Gattenby is the front row. Then it's Mitchell Croke, Brent Logan, Brendan Post, Thomas Shade, Brad Miller, Darren Miller, Peter O'Mealy, Benjamin Boots, Craig, Robert Miller, Craig Tallaby. Marion Croft in the P-plater has got herself fired up and is out there for this heat, which is great news for her. Away and racing, and it's Delamont who gets the jump off the start. Delamont has got them piling up behind him. Croke in second as he works his way onto the back bumper of that cart number four, driven by Mitchell Delamont. Jackson Delamont, I should say. Stacks on the mill further back there. Can't quite tell who's involved in the melee, but a number of carts caught up, one pulling itself off the circuit, and we'll soon see who that is on the timing and scoring. But race leader is Jackson Delamont. Mitchell Croke in second, Mitchell Gattenby in third, Logan's fourth, Otter is fifth. Then it's Post, Miller, Tallaby, Darren Miller, Schrade, Croft, Brad Miller. So it's Peter O'Mealy and Benjamin Boots that has been involved in different incidents that have them off the circuit. So officials wanting the cart to be cleared further off the track there, as the race leader still Jackson Delamont, but Mitchell Croke from Lithgow putting the pressure on the Grenfell driver. As the yellow flags are out, so slow cart on the circuit is Marion Croft, who's recovering from a spin there, so no passing, as the blue flags at the ready for Croft. Most of the traffic already through. As Delamont, Croke, Gattenby, Logan, Otter. The top four, all in close contact with Croke and Delamont. Certainly close enough that they'll be battling for the lead throughout the rest of this race. Lap number four about to go into the books as they head towards the infield once again. Delamont leading the way. Race leader, Delamont, Crook, Gattenby just half a second behind Crook at the moment, as Crook makes the move up the inside of Delamont. Crook's had the speed over the last few laps, and now Delamont has to chase down the 74 of Mitchell Crook. So Crook in that 74 cart, leading the way from Delamont. Gattenby in the 77. Croke, your race leader, heads through towards the back straight once again. Coming up on the back marker of Marianne Croft. Where will they catch Croft now? As they head to the infield, Delamont goes on the outside, but Crook gets the quicker line up the inside. And that gives Crook a bit more breathing room as his lead extends to 0.2 3.64 of a second. Race leader, Mitchell Crook. Delamont sits back there in second position. And they are pulling away from Gattonby and Logan, who are sitting in third and fourth place respectively. Race leader, Mitchell Crook, took the win in heat number one from Jackson Delamont. And Delamont trying his best to try and reverse that order, as the 10 cart there just getting in amongst the battle. That is Thomas Schrade. So Schrade going a lap down, as Crook also has got Delamont looking to the inside again through the hairpin. Delamont just can't quite get enough of a nose inside there. Crook doing enough. The Lithgow driver leading the way. Delamont. Gattonby holding off Logan. As that battle continues on, they get past the back marker of Brad Miller that time. White flag is out this time by, as the leaders head down the back straight for the penultimate time. The 68 of Craig Tallaby could go a lap down here towards the end of this race, and that could prove vital in deciding the outcome, as Delamont looks to the inside of Crook, not close enough to make the lunge stick. Race leader heads through onto the back straight for the final time. It's Delamont trying to put the pressure on, but Crook looks like he's got him covered. The checkered flag at the ready. Crook leading as he come to the line. Delamont behind by 0.169 of a second. Gattonby home in third. Logan in fourth. Otter comes home in fifth. Then it's back to the sixth card of Brendan Post. The 87 of Robert Miller is the next card through. Followed him, Darren Miller. And then Craig Tallaby, the final card on the leader's lap. So great racing here in Clubman. Clubman brought to you by the Caltex at Grenfell, of course. It's on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, and proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you drop in to see Steve and Trudy before you head home. Fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home, as the Caltex service station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club. As we get set for the tag heat number two, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear, along with electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. So looking forward to getting a start here for heat number two of the tag. Oh, one off the circuit. That's the four cart of Brendan Hyde. So Brendan Hyde has lost a chain there, perhaps. Not sure what the problem is there, but he's pushing that cart into pit lane now. Adrian Hogan starts on the pole in cart number 7. Eric Reeves in the 66 starts out of position number 2. Jonathan Dawson in the 23. Wilkes in the 9. Then it's Whale in the 96. Robert Hogan in the 6. Bullman in the 18. Barry in the 17. Peter Whale in the 13. Hides off the circuit, so it'll just be Paul McCabe in the 8. And John Noyden not out on the circuit that I can see, so I'm not sure if he's got a problem with that cart or not. Away and racing, and Adrian Hogan gets the jump as Reeves on the outside will get shuffled one out, one back by Dawson as they head into turn number one. Backing up further in the pack, that I think was Robert Hogan, who got checked up that time. So they worked their way down the back straight for the first time, and Adrian Hogan is checking out at the front of the field. Adrian Hogan leading as Reeves starts to back up down to fourth position. Wheel out into the dirt that time by the 23 of Jonathan Dawson. So Dawson up into second with Robert Hogan back into third. So Hogan leading Adrian Hogan. Oh, stacks on the mill further back in the field, going into turn number two. And two carts involved in that incident. I think Paul McCabe in the eight is one of those two. And then not sure if that was Glenn Borman or Anthony Barry that might have been involved in that as well. Race leaders complete lap number two, and Adrian Hogan out to a 1.7 second advantage, with Robert Hogan now up into heat into position number two. In heat one, it was Adrian Hogan who took a 2.5 second win over Jonathan Dawson, and then Peter and Matthew Whale were the next two through. This time, Robert Hogan is trying to close up the gap between himself and Adrian Hogan at the front of the field. Gap, 1.6 seconds. Then it's Dawson, Peter Whale, Matthew Whale. Eric Rees having a good run now, back in sixth position. Wilkes, Bullman and McCabe. So it was the 17 of Anthony Barry that was involved in that incident with Paul McCabe a few laps ago. Adrian and Robert Hogan from Canberra have been a very successful pairing this year in the restricted sportsman, tag restricted class at Canberra, and have had a number of victories throughout this 2012 season. Importantly for a lot of the Canberra members, this Bob High Memorial and Festival of Kids is in fact the seventh round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, and so all the Canberra drivers keen to score well here to keep their club championship hopes alive. It's been a very popular round of the Canberra Championship for years, the Bob High Memorial. And the nine kart now, Christopher Wilkes, his chain guard has come adrift and it is up flapping in the breeze here, so not sure if the officials might do something about that. They haven't acted on it already, but has been occasions where chain guards coming adrift like that have seen drivers disqualified from the race. So it'll be interesting to see what opinion the officials take on that as this race continues on. Adrian Hogan extending his lead over Robert by 1.8 seconds now, with just under four laps remaining. Peter Whale has got past Jonathan Dawson, and now Matthew Whale also trying to make a move as well. So race leader Adrian Hogan leading the way in kart number 7, Robert Hogan in kart number 6, Peter Whale, the Dubbo driver, battling hard to try and close up the gap between himself in third place and Robert Hogan in second. Meanwhile, Jonathan Dawson and Matthew Whale having a solid battle of their own. Christopher Wilkes in that nine cart, just coming under the inspection of the stewards now, as they look at what they might do, if anything, about that flapping chain guard on the back of the right-hand side of that cart. You'll see it flapping in the breeze. White flag out for your race leader next time by, as Eric Reeves is coming up onto the back of that number 9 of Christopher Wilkes. Leader heads through the infield now. White flag at the ready. Adrian Hogan, he had a 2.2 second lead last time by. Will he continue on with such a solid performance? No, he has lost a little bit of ground that time. by 0.2 of a second. So the leader heads through turn 3 and onto the back straight as Reeves has made the pass on Wilkes now. So a great race here for Adrian Hogan, who will take the victory here in heat number 2 of Tag Restricted Light. Second place goes to Robert Hogan. Peter Whale third, Dawson in fourth, then it's Matthew Whale in fifth position, and then a wait back to Eric Reeves, who's ahead of Wikes, Bullman and McCabe to round out the running order here in Tag Restricted, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Plumbing Supplies. The Cadet P-Platers are up next here in the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Alright, as we get set here for the Cadet P's, and hopefully we can get a start this time by. It'll be interesting to see how they go after three attempts to get the race run in heat number one. The pole is Anthony Lofts in the 13 cart. Cooper Allen starts out of position number 2 in the 2 cart. Josh Sargent starts out of position number 3 in the 74 cart. The 8 cart is Riley Woolner. The 3 is Chelsea SA. The 28 is Mark Selms. The 23, Mia Bolton. The 11, Tilly Dunbar. And the 1, Madison Jess. So hopefully they're in formation now for a start. Yep, they get the evenly okay. The 13 of Lofts and the 2 of Allen. Lofts leading the way here as they work their way down the front straight for the first time. Race leader heads through the S's for the first time. Lofts leading the way. Lofts doing a good job there at the front of the field. Was the winner of heat number 1. Cooper Allen showed plenty of speed in heat number 1, but unfortunately was excluded from the results. Sargent now making the move, jumping up to second position. So Sargent, who was involved in a first lap incident heading to the S's, has now got himself up into second position. Allen back to third, Selms in fourth, Woolner in fifth, then it's Dunbar, Bolton, Jess and Assay. So a good mix of clubs represented here, with Lofts from Canberra, Sargent from Grenfell, Allen from Canberra, then it's Orange's Selms, Griffiths, Woolner. Another driver from Orange is the 11 of Tilly Dunbar. And then three Canberra drivers, Bolton, Jess and Assay, rounding out the field. So Lofts leading the way from Sargent, who's 3.3 seconds back. Lofts running in the 40.9 second mark. When you look at the cadets who ran in heat one earlier today, the cadets here who are off their P plates, their front runners there running in the 37.2s. So shows the difference in speed between these newcomers to the sport and some of the more experienced hands. But Lofts cross the line, good time, a 31.2 again. So just trying to be consistent. His best of 40.968. Sargent, a 43.1. Then it's back to Allen, a 43.2. Further back then to Selms, who's running in the 46s. And then Woolner, who is running in the 39s, across the line now, as they put the three cart of Chelsea SA a lap down. So, leader Lofts, well out in front, completing lap number 3. Then it's back to Sargent, who sits in second. Allen comes through in three. The blue flags are out now for both Bolton and Jess, who have got the leader in Loss coming up on them. Loss wastes no time getting past Jess. Now Bolton will be the next card on the horizon, as Mia Bolton now will go a lap down to Anthony Lofts. Lofts round the outside, just showing the speed there. In fact, that was Jess ahead of Bolton. So Bolton and Jess swap positions in that last lap. No, Bolton's still showing ahead of Jess. So it was obviously Asay who's gone a second lap down. In fact, it is. Race leader is Anthony Lofts, who leads the way out in front of the field by 6.3 seconds over Joshua Sargent in the Tegra cart. Sargent sits in second, about 6 seconds ahead of Cooper Allen, who is 14 seconds ahead of Mark Selms. So all their P-platers in the cadets class all running in their own race this weekend. And great to have that many young and upcoming drivers in karting, as a P-plater has less than 3 race meetings experience. And when you look at some of the cadets that are running in the outright class, they've been around for 2, maybe 3 years now, with plenty of experience here at the Grenfell Kartway. So Lofts leading the way with lap number 7 in the book. Lap number 7 completed as the race leader heads down into turn 2. As Lofts, Sargent, then Allen cross the line now in 3rd place. Selms is the only cart who the leader, well, Selms is in 4th place, and he is the only one who is not lapped yet, but he is going to be close to being lapped, as he is almost a lap down. So with 2 laps left to run, well, just under 2 laps left to run, the leader coming up on the back of the 28th cart to put him a lap down. So the 13th cart of Anthony Lofts leading the way. Josh Sargent sits back in 2nd position. Cooper Allen working through the traffic quite well there. Selms about to go a lap down now as the white flag goes out. White and blue flags out simultaneously there, as Chelsea Asay goes another lap down. So that will put her 3 laps down to the leader, as Josh Sargent comes across the start-finish line. Chelsea Asay, I'm not sure if this is her first race meeting. I don't remember seeing her at Canberra in the last couple of meetings, but certainly it's her first race meeting here at Grenfell. And just coming to grips with karting and racing here at the Grenfell circuit. Checkered flag at the ready as Anthony Lofts comes through the final turn and takes the checkered flag. Lofts takes the win. Sargent home in 2nd. Then it's back to Cooper Allen, the only other kart that's on the leader's lap. They work their way through the infield now, and Allen will come across the line to take 3rd place. A good drive there by Cooper Allen for 3rd. Selms back there in 4th. Then it's Woolner, Dunbar, Bolton and Jess rounding out the running order is Chelsea Asay. So great racing here by the cadet P-platers here at the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Just an update in the national titles that are up in Darwin at the moment. the top five in qualifying. Number of these names you will recognise from racing around New South Wales. In Junior Max, Andrew Carl is the fastest, with Jake Klein, Jordan Murphy, Mitchell Gee and Tyler Morrison, the top five. In Clubman Super Heavy, Scott Simpson, Josh Hearn, Ben McKinley, Lee Foster and Thomas Jenis. In Senior National, it's James Foster, James French, Matthew Waters, Aaron Borg and Nicholas Ellen. Junior Clubman, fastest qualifier is Jake Coleman, Lachlan McHugh, Luke Marcus, Mitchell G and Jake Klein. Clubman over 40s, Shane Lay, Darren Chilton, Adam Burke, Sparky Marquez and Wayne Goff. Leopard Heavy will be Brendan Nelson, Jason Hernick, Chris Walton, Bradley Finch, Matthew Wall. So we're still a lap away from a start here in the rookies. Junior National Heavy is Luke Marquez, James Allen, Nicholas Rowe, Jess Elliott and Zach Suter. Cadets, Jordan Smith, Jack Doohan, Nathan Hearn, Zach Hudson and Harrison Huey. Clubman Heavy is Kip Foster, Chris Walton, Adam Levy, Shay Mays and Jason Hunick. Rookies are Cooper Murray, Jordan Caruso, Brock Kenny, Brandon Elliott, Thomas Bennett. And just looking at any of the others, well, Junior National Light, Nikola Mittick, Bryce Fullwood, Josh Wood, Luke Marquez, Damien Strongman, and Clubman Light, Sebastian Toulson, Matthew Waters, Jordan Flood, Linton Dodge, and Nathan Davis. The top five in those classes. Cameron Skelton is on the pole and leads at the drop of the flag. Going through with him is Tyler Everingham. Everingham up into second position as they head into turn number two. Pack forms behind in the rookies, heat number two. One off the circuit, just trying to work his way back on now, but has dropped right to the back of the field. It looks like it might be Reese. Jeff Bennett, in fact, the number four. So if that's Jeff Bennett, no, it can't be. The cart's too light. Jeff Bennett sitting in fourth place at the moment. So the rookies, brought to you by Emu Creek Motorcycles. Cameron Skelton comes across the line. Everingham, Cohen, Bennett. Then it's Woolner, Harrison, Kirk, Kilpatrick, Post, Johnson, Chancellor, Levely, Rodwell, Mainwaring, Dunbar and Mitchell Kane is that cart that is slow out on the circuit. So Kane, looking like he's going to come to pit lane ahead of the leaders there who complete lap number two. Skelton, who drove extremely well in heat number one, coming home second to Jet Bennett from memory. Bennett, of course, in the four cart. In fact, Kilpatrick was second. Skelton was third in that first heat race. So Skelton has got Everingham, then Bennett, then Cohen, then Kilpatrick. So he would want to make sure he can make as much ground as he can out in front, as Everingham is putting the pressure on Skelton in the 75 cart. So it's the Extreme Oils cart of Skelton leading the way from the Everingham Electrical. Top cart of Tyler Everingham. Back then to Jet Bennett, the orange driver who sits in third place currently, works his way up the back straight once again, closing in all the time on the front two, and that battle between Skelton and Everingham. Through the infield, and oh, Skelton puts a wheel in the dirt, and Bennett is there to capitalise as Everingham had to button off for a moment, and Bennett just went straight up the inside and made a fantastic pass for the lead. Now, what sort of lead can Bennett establish? In Heat 1, he was able to win Heat 1 by 2.5 seconds. Bennett now working his way down the pit straight. Skilton, Everingham, Cohen, Kilpatrick in that 34 will want to start trying to make some moves forward. As Everingham now about to make a move on Skelton, heading down into turn number two. Skelton on the outside, Everingham on the inside, and Skelton will hold on to maintain that spot. Harrison Kilpatrick gets past Reese Cohen. So Cohen up into... Kilpatrick up into fourth. Cohen shuffled back to fifth place. As leaders start to make a move on the back markers now. And the first back marker they meet is Manwaring. Manwaring does a good job, keeps right out of the way. As now Everingham completes the pass on Skilton. And Skilton is dropped back to third position. Kilpatrick, who is 5 seconds behind Skilton, is now in fourth position. Post Johnson gets past Cohen on that last lap with Woolner, Chancellor, Lavelli, Rodwell, Dunbar and Manwaring the running order. So with lap 7 in the book, Bennett leads by just over a second from Everingham and Skilton. They work their way through to the S's and onto the back straight. Bennett, your race leader. 2 laps remaining this time by. As Jet Bennett works his way across the start finish line. 8 laps in the book now for Bennett. Everingham still fighting hard in second position, but now 1.5 seconds behind. Skelton back there, 0.5 seconds behind Everingham and Kilpatrick. 4.8 seconds. Everingham is lapping at a 36.6. Jeff Bennett is lapping at a 36.2. He is the fastest man out on the circuit. Also, Kilpatrick, very fast out there, is 36.3s, which is the pace of the front runners, but it just took him a little bit too long to get up through the traffic. So as the 4 of Jeff Bennett starts his final circuit, Everingham and Skelton, Kilpatrick now losing a lot of time, getting caught with back markers. Kilpatrick back 10 seconds now on the leader as Jet Bennett heads through the infield for the final time. Jet Bennett in the 4 will win his second heat of the day. Home in second, Tyler Everingham. Then it's Cameron Skilton, Harrison Kirkpatrick, followed then by Ryan Johnson, Hayden Post, Reese Cohen, Broughton Woolner, Taylor Chancellor holding on there ahead of Connor Lavelli, and then Jordan Rodwell, the final cart on the leader's lap. So great racing there in heat number 1 of the rookies. As the sportsmen head out for their second heat of the afternoon, I'll take a couple of laps to warm up, so we'll have a look at the lineup here. Lindsay Marlowe will start from the pole. Billy Segouras out of position number 2 in the forecut. Jackson Delamont in the 48. Then it's Mitchell Gattenby in the 77. Andrew Commons in the 58 starts out of position number 5. Position number 6 will be the 7 of Mark Fitzalan. Mark Fitzalan having troubles in heat number 1 and withdrawing from the event. The 66 is Wesley Croft, starts out of position number 7. The 6 is John McCabe, starting out of position number 8. 51, Andrew Hemphill out of 9. 18 of Greg Woolner out of 10. They're looking good for a start this time. No, the jump too big for Lindsay Marlow. So problems here for the four cart at the tail end of the circuit. That is the four of Billy Sagoras, who's supposed to be starting on the outside of the front row. So Sagoras now off the circuit. That is disappointing for him as they get set for a start. Ready. In good formation now. Sportsman, heat number two. Brought to you by Gorlin, Garlin and Moffat. And it is Lindsay Marlow who gets the jump as they head down into turn number one. Delamont dives up the inside. Spinner on the exit of turn number two. Another cart going around further back in the pack. Not sure if that's Warren Hall or, in fact, if it was Nicholas Bloodworth perhaps in the 16 that got involved in that shenanigans. But we'll watch as they come through to complete lap number one, as it is Jackson Delamont who leads the way. So Delamont from Marlow, that's Lindsay Marlow. Delamont was ahead of Lindsay Marlow by 1.2 seconds at the end of heat number one. So Marlow wants to keep their 48 right in sight, knowing that Delamont's already made the pass. Commons in the 14 card and up into third position now, looking for a solid run. In fact, it's Andrew Commons in that 58 card. Then Fitzlin, Nick Commons in the 14, has got past Wesley Croft. Marquez in the 56 further back. Then it's Cummins, Aidan Cummins, Peter Beaton, Eddie Ruiz, Greg Woolner, Mitchell Gattenby, Andrew Hemphill, Nicholas Bloodworth, Andrew Fife, John McCabe, Brett Marlow, and then it's Warren Hall rounding out the runners. As the leaders, Delamont and Lindsay Marlow, nose to tail as they head towards the S's for the fourth time. They head down the back straight and into the hairpin. Warren Hall will go a lap down very shortly. It'll be interesting to see if he plays a factor in deciding the outcome of this race. Delamont across the line. Lindsay Marlow losing a bit of ground. The gap was 0.28 of a second last time by. Nick Commons makes the pass on Andrew Commons. So Nick Commons in the 14 now. Is up into third position as, problems down in turn number two. Not sure which cart that might be, but it is off the circuit on the inside of the exit of turn number two and clear out of the way of any dramas. Delamont extending his advantage at the front of the field though, 0.7 of a second the difference. So it looks like James Marquez is the driver that's off on the infield, the 56 cart. It finally fires back up, but now one lap down on the leader. So just letting everyone get through before he joins onto the tail of the chain. Delamont across the line again, out to a 1.1 second lead after just six laps of this race. Oh, Peter Beaton runs wide in the 69 cart. That's going to open the door for Mitchell Gattenby to dive through. So Gattenby now has an opportunity to grab a few more spots as Eddie Ruiz wants to get onto the back bumper of the 69 of Peter Beaton. Delamont, your race leader, heads through and across the line. 1.6 seconds ahead of Lindsay Marlow. Further back, Aidan Commons and Mitchell Gattenby are having a good battle as Beaton is now battling with Greg Woolner as problems for Eddie Ruiz. He lost two spots on that last lap. So the 8 cart the 8 laps completed, I should say, for Jackson Delamont here in heat number 2 of the Sportsman, working their way through the S's once again. Race leader is Jackson Delamont, coming up on the back of the 33. The blue flags at the ready as Warren Hall is about to go a second lap down to the race leader. So as the leader heads onto the back straight, well in control. Real battle is further back in the pack, and that's around 7th position, where Peter Beaton having more troubles once again. Leader comes through to get the checkered flag. Delamont takes the win from Lindsay Marlowe. Then a gap back to Nick Commons, who'll finish well ahead of Andrew Commons in the 58 cart. But then it's back to the 66 of Croft. Aidan Commons beaten the next cart through. Right behind him, Greg Woolner. Eddie Ruiz gets ahead of Hemphill Fife. They swap positions on the last lap. Mick Fitzland. Then it's Brett Marlowe, Greg Williams, John McCaig, Nicholas Bloodworth, and Mitchell Gattenby off the circuit on the final lap. So Mitchell Gattenby, the 77, I can't see where he came off, but he didn't get scored in the end. So, problem there for Mitchell Gattenby. But great drive by Jackson Delamont, his second win of the day in the Sportsman, brought to you by Gordon, Garland and Moffat, proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their areas of expertise. For all your legal needs, call Gordon, Garland, Moffat today, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Like to thank all the great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club, including Mad Harry's Powerhouse over there in Young. It has the widest range of hand and power tools in the region. Drop into their Young showroom and see the mad fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse over in Young. Great sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Just a reminder, the major sponsors of this weekend's racing include Reese Plumbing Supplies Young, Canberra Car Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, the Caltex Service Station in Grenfell, Crutches IGA Grenfell, Grenfell Bowling Club, Grenfell Quality Meats. Also, the supporting sponsors, Emu Creek Motorcycles for motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area, Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs, Boat Repairs Grenfell for everything in tyres, Louisa Locker Women's Fashions, Jan Parlett's Country Experience Giftwares, CJ Anderson & Co, Grenfell Commodities, Lotus Coaches, Aston and Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earth Moving, Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club, RD in Grenfell, Railway Hotel and the Grenfell Post Shop. We thank them for their ongoing support of karting here in Grenfell. And don't forget to support the people who support karting in your local area, as they are the ones that are making sure that your sport can continue to grow strong. So Jack McCoy starts on the pole in the 91 cart here in Junior National Heavy Heat number 2. About to go racing, and away McCoy gets the jump. Going with him is Fripp up the inside, now trying to make a cross back. Jack Koning to the inside, down into turn 2, will take second position. McCoy runs wide, and Koning takes the lead. Fighting off Koning that time, looks like a great battle at the front of the field, but Koning will hang on. Koenig leads now as a spinner further back in the pack. We'll have to gather things up. No, he is not able to continue on. So that's unfortunate. I think that's Jared Prendergast that might have been involved in that incident then. As they work around across the start finish line, it's Koenig from Fripp. Then it's back to the 10 of Shade. Further back to McCoy. Then Prendergast, Armstrong, Whitty, Trahir, Scorgi, Amos, Croxton. And Prendergast is on the circuit, so it is Braden Boots in the 30 cart that has spun in turn number 3. Working their way field once again, Jack Koenig is just starting a good little buffer. He had 0.2 of a second last time by, out to half a second this time over Jacob Fripp. Whitty is starting to move forward now, and so is Scorgi, getting two spots in the 18 cart. That's the Ass Firewood Supplies, and Scorgi takes another spot up past Jamie Prendergast now. So Scorgi battling away for sixth position. Jack Koenig is a very hard charger, well experienced, the Dubbo driver here at Grenfell. Jamie Lee Scorgi, of course, from Yass, and battling hard here to try and get past the Canberra driver, Jack McCoy. McCoy off the circuit there. I don't know if he was helped or not, but he certainly took a funny line out of the pit turn, and now loops around in front of Tori Amos in the 8 cart. So Jamie Lee Scorgi, winner of heat number 1, up into 5th position now, as Jack Koenig is your race leader. His gap being cut by about 0.2 of a second. It's down to 0.3, but Fripp puts a wheel in the dirt over the ripple strip, and that will cost him some ground. So Jared Whitty in the 90 is in 4th position. Scorgi in 5th is just 1.7 of a second behind Whitty. So she can see that number 90 growing larger in front of her as she wants to make some more progress forward. The 59 of Jack Koenig is your race leader, from the 75 of Jacob Fripp, then the 10 of Brendan Shade, then it's Jared Whitty, Jamie Lee Scorgi, Jamie Prendergast, Jacob Armstrong, Tori Amos, Brendan Trahir, then it's James Croxton, who's in the 55 cart, Jared Prendergast and Jack McCoy rounding out the running order. Koenig leading the way still. 1.5 seconds his margin now over Jacob Fripp, who's been losing time to Koenig over the past few laps. This time Koenig back on the pace with Fripp, 36.7s. Fripp setting the fastest lap of the race for himself. Scorgi also going her fastest lap. She is definitely the fastest driver on the circuit at the moment. A 36.164 for Jamie Lee Scorgi, who has working lap number 7. Koenig, Fripp, now Scorgi ahead of Shade and setting her sights on Whitty. Whitty in the 90 cart, only about 2 cart lengths ahead of Scorgi now. Koenig is your race leader. Whitty under all sorts of pressure as this race counts down. As Scorgi back there in 4th position is looking for 3rd. Through the infield now, Scorgi extremely quick. As Scorgi gets into the back of Whitty, it looked like that time through the infield. Now she sets up to make the pass, going down the front straight, goes to the inside of Whitty. Scorgi on the inside in the 18 car. Whitty holds the line in the 90. They're closing in on Jacob Fripp as well. So as there are enough laps to remaining, white flag out this time by for your race leader. in the 59 cart of Jack Koenig through the infield for Koenig. Scorgie just hasn't been able to make the pass on Witty as yet, but they are closing in on Jacob Fripp, who's running in the 75 card in second position. So Witty and Scorgie. Scorgie stays in the wheel tracks of Witty, now pulls out at the last moment, dives up the inside and takes third position. Scorgie on the last lap, can she get any more spots? Slow out of turn two after making that pass. Fripp is not moving as quickly as he needs to with Scorgie on the warpath. In the infield for the final time, Jack Koenig will come through to take the checkered flag. Scorgie still trying to run down Jacob Fripp, but comes up short by about four cart lengths at the checkered flag. Then it's back to Jared Witty, Brendan Shade, Jamie Prendergast, Tori Amos the next cart through. Then it's Jacob Armstrong. Benjamin Treadray is the next cart through in the 77. Further back then to James Croxton, Jared Prendergast, and Jack McCoy rounds out the runners. In Heat 2 of Junior National Heavy, Junior National Heavy brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. If you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat, or just want to roll a few down on the green, drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere in their newly renovated premises. And don't forget to check out the Rinks Restaurant for your next night out. Talking about nights out, we're sort of getting to this latter stage of today's racing. Don't forget, the fire is being stoked up for tonight, where we'll see another great I think it's casserole night tonight, and tickets are available down at the canteen. So a great night here ahead at the Grenfell Cartway for the evening. If you don't know what to do tonight, just stay at the track. It's casserole night here at the track, and it'll be a great atmosphere, plenty going on here this evening in the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. We're getting set for the cadets, heat number two, as they're out on the circuit. Brought to you by Reece Plumbing. Young Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies. Away and racing here in heat number... Well, hold on, that's not the cadets. That's Senior National... So, Senior National Heavy out on the circuit. Lachlan Snyder was on the pole. Daniel Chenny, though, gets the jump and is immediately out in front. Chenny won this race by a considerable margin in heat number one from Bruce Otter, who is running Senior Super Heavies, and already he's closing in on the Senior National Lights. Senior National brought to you by the Crutches IGA. Of course, the award-winning Crutches IGA, I should say, is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet the friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, Grenfell, proudly supporting the local community. As Chenny is out to a handy 3 second lead after just one lap, Logan sits in second position. Otter starting to work his way up through the traffic. Bradley Roberts, who had an off in heat number one, he is almost off the circuit again, and he loses spots to Otter and also to the five card of Stuart Ellis. So Roberts now getting frustrated in that number 27 card. And off the circuit goes Roberts again. This time he's kept it firing. So that was the same spot he came off in heat number one, I think you'll find. So Bradley Roberts falling back through the field as Chenny leads the way out to over a 5 second lead on the last lap. Bruce Otter sits in second position and is running about 6.3 seconds behind Daniel Chenny. They work their way down through the S's once again. Chenny's already in the hairpin before Otter gets on to the back straight. As they loop around, Chenny, Otter, Logan, Schneider, Ellis, then it's Hearn, Laybutt, Horsburgh, Abbott, Selms, Lawson, Roberts and Doran, the running order. The 14 of Schneider looking to have a comeback at Ellis, who just took fourth position from him, but Schneider just not having the speed of Stuart Ellis in that five card at the moment. So Daniel Chenny, 7 seconds out in front of Bruce Otter. Great drive by Otter there. Lawrence Doran is off on the back straight, so not sure what happened to his cart. He's been off the circuit for a couple of laps now, but funny place to pull over in the middle of the back straight, and unfortunately for him, you couldn't get much further away than that point of the racetrack. So as the leaders work their way back down into the infield, Daniel Chenny is your race leader. He comes through to complete lap number 6. And you'd think this gap now well out over 8.5 seconds. He's lapping at 36.280. The lap record for a junior national, for a senior national light, is a 35.158. That was set by Logan Ritter in March last year. And as you can imagine, much warmer conditions. You can see some of these drivers just struggling to get heat in their tyres, even at the halfway point of the race. So Chenny doing it very easy out in front in that West Trusses Butcher EFI top cart from the Orange Car Club. Chenny leads the way from Bruce Otter. That's a stable karting entry from Canberra. Then it's back to Brent Logan, the Grenfell driver. Stuart Ellis, another of the Orange drivers. Now Thomas Hearn. Thomas Hearn and the T&D Hearn transport entry up there in fifth position. Horsburgh now getting past Schneider. Horsburgh from Combined Districts. It races out of Lithgow there in the Oaklands Village entry. As Chenny, with just under 2 laps left to run, Otter now completes lap number 8 as well. No one really battling at the front of the field for position as the 61 of Horsburgh runs off the circuit. The race leader heads to the white flag as the 33 of Chenny leads the way. The top cart from Orange, well out in front. As Otter comes through now in that 70 cart, running in second. Then it's back to Logan, followed by now Elise with Hearn right on the back bumper. So Elise now under some pressure here on that final lap as the leader puts Selms 1 lap down as he heads to the checkered flag. What can we see further back? Can Hearn get Elise on the last lap? Otter's to the infield to come in second. Elise holding on back there in fourth place as Otter comes home in second. Then it's back to the 15 of Logan, Elise, Hearn, Horsburgh in the 61s, followed by Schneider. Roberts is back there in the 27. Then it's Laybutt in the 45, followed by Lawson, Abbott and Selms, 1 lap down in senior national light. Next time up, it will be the cadets. Great now tonight, as I mentioned before. If you're staying for dinner, please come and purchase your ticket at the canteen to help for catering purposes. The Saturday night casserole dinner will see cob loaf, dips, Cabanossi and chips, mains. Well, you just can't you won't be able to get enough. Lamb casserole, apricot chicken, deviled sausages, meatballs, beef and mushroom casserole, there'll be rice, pasta and sauce, beef stroganoff, chicken curries, barbecue chicken, pork dish, and potato bake, along with dinner rolls. And then for dessert, there'll be an apricot danish, apple slice, and custard ice cream and cream. Just something for everyone there. And the tickets are on sale now. For 12 years and under, it's $12. For adults, it's $20. It's Saturday night casserole. If you're staying for dinner, please come and purchase your ticket at the canteen to help with the catering. But it'll be a great dinner indeed. So tickets available now from the canteen. Of course, we'd like to thank the great sponsors of all our classes, but particularly in the Senior Nationals, the Crutches IGA. The award-winning Crutches is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, Grenfell proudly supporting the local community. Of course, Grenfell Quality Meats, if you've had a steak sandwich here today, you'll know how good that Grenfell Quality Meats are. Drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. Away and racing in the cadets, and it's Boulding who gets the jump off the start as they work their way down the front straight into turn number one, but it looks like Elliot has made the move up into turn one to get past Boulding now, as two out further back in the field. So two out into turn two, and that just continues the shenanigans that's gone on in the cadets and the cadet P's throughout the racing today, as the leaders head through on the infield, and it looks like Thomas Sargent has made the jump up to the front of the field in the Tegra-sponsored cart. So Sargent, who started out of position number four, is your race leader. Boulding, then it goes back to Fardell, Bircher, Elliott, Allen, Harness, O'Brien. It's Fripp and Bowditch that were tangled together coming off turn number two. So as the leader, Thomas Sargent pulls away at the front of the field. Sargent, one of only two Grenfell locals in this race, finished heat number one, 1.2 seconds ahead of the Dubbo driver in Blake Fardell. And at the moment, Fardell back in fourth place while Sargent leads the way. Boulding from... Boulding sits in second position. Bircher in third. That's Grenfell, Canberra, Orange and Dubbo, with Elliot from Grenfell back there in fifth place. Then it's Allen, Harness, O'Brien rounding out the running order. So Sargent comes through the infield once again. It's Sargent out to over a 2.5 second lead now, ahead of Cody Bircher, who sits in second position now, making the pass on Boulding. And Boulding, who's made a mistake there at some stage through this race, because he dropped two positions on that previous lap. So your race leader now working his way back through into turn number four, up to the infield now. It is Sargent leading the way in the 47 cart, back there to the six of Bircher. Bircher doing a good job in second position, keeping Fardell at bay. Bircher on that last lap, the fastest card on the circuit, a 37.47 for Bircher. Sargent a 37.5, and Fardell a 37.94, with Boulding a 37.92. The first four, the only ones into the 37 second bracket. Harness and Finlay Allen are 38 second runners, and then it's further back, 39 for Elliott and a 40 for Peter O'Brien. So Sargent leads by 2.6 seconds. The battle's heating up for third now as Boulding is closing in on Fardall once again. So Boulding just tight into turn three after he goes through the S's. It looked like it lost him some momentum heading down the back straight. So as they're over half race distance, about to complete lap number six in fact, it is race leader Thomas Sargent from Cody Bircher. Blake Fardall sits back there in third, but here comes Boulding setting up for a run down to the inside into turn number two. No, can't quite close up the gap enough. So towards the S's now, and it is still good lead for Thomas Sargent at the front of the field. This time Boulding back there in fourth got a better run, but still not close enough to pull up onto the back of the 11 cart that runs in third, Blake Fardall, as they head through the infield. Sargent across the line, then it's Bircher. Boulding now is really putting the pressure on Fardall, and this time he looks like he's got a great run out of the pit turn and down into inside. Fardall just shuts the door on Boulding, shuts it hard, and gets a good little buffer there as the laps are running down. Boulding just stayed on that inside trying to get up close enough, but then in the end lost a lot of ground on the exit by going in so tight into turn number two. Race leader Sargent across the line, eight laps in the book. What can Fardall do to shake Boulding? Boulding this time making another run up the inside. This time Fardall started blocking, and started blocking very early, so he lost a lot of ground, and also that cost him on his entry into the turn two, which is now allowing Fardall, under plenty of pressure, it's allowing Boulding to close up and a really challenge as the white flag is out. Fardall looking over his shoulder as much as he is looking forward now, so Boulding has got him under pressure. Now Boulding wants to fake to the inside here and go outside, because Fardall blocked last time. He blocked again to the inside that time, so it's Boulding now will have the best run towards the S's, but can he use that momentum? Sargent well out in front by over 3 seconds as he comes to the infield now. The battle is for third. Boulding looking to the inside on Fardall, but Fardall had him covered as they head to the infield. Checker flag wave, Sargent takes the victory. Second will go to Bircher, and it looks like Fardall has done enough to hold off Boulding at the line. And Fardall, Boulding. Then it's back to Taylor Harness, who's holding off a hard-charging Finlay Allen at the line with a less than a cart length between fifth and sixth positions. Kobe Elliott back there in the 15 card, followed by Peter O'Brien in the 61. Great racing there by the cadets. Heat number two in the books. Getting set for Clubman here. Grenfell Caltex, proud sponsors of the Clubmans here at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival for the Kids, the Caltex Servo. Situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with the essentials. Caltex Service Station, a long-time supporter of the Grenfell Kart Club. Just don't forget to get your tickets. If you're staying for dinner tonight, and why wouldn't you be, please come and purchase your tickets at the canteen to help with the catering numbers for this evening. Grab your tickets as soon as possible. They're $12 for kids 12 and under, and $20 for adults. A three-course meal, which should be a lot of fun. There's raffles. There's, of course, the fire being stoked up to its fullest. It'll be a great evening here at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Saturday night is a great night here at the track. So as we get set, now Ian Crawford will start from the pole. Michael Mitkar from position two. Richard Druger is out of position number 3. Rodney Pedersen in 4. Richard King, Galvin in 5 and 6 as they come to the flag. And away on the outside, Metcalf got the jump that time. Druger round the outside makes an even bigger move, and Druger looks like they'll lead them into turn number 2. Druger in the 35 will try and make every post a winner as he's got clean track ahead of him. Druger leading the way from Crawford in the 5 cut as they work their way through the infield for the first time. Galvin, of course, had problems. The DNF in heat number 1. The number 3 cart is working his way up into 6th position already. So Druger, Crawford, King, Pedersen, Hazelton, Galvin, O'Brien, Norris, Thompson, Milcalf, Withers and Jones. They work their way through the hairpin. One cart off the circuit, that's Sebastian Jones, in fact, who's had a spin coming through the hairpin. So he'll sit back and watch the rest of this run. Clubman Heavy through the pit turn now and down the front straight. Druger out to a 1.4 second lead over Ian Crawford. Richard King, Pedersen, Hazelton, Galvin, Norris ahead of O'Brien now with Thompson, McAuliffe, Withers and Jones off on turn number 4. So he'll have some work to do to get some points back after that DNF. That's what Ryan Galvin's trying to achieve now as the 7 cart, Richard King, out into the dirt. So is the 26 of Michael McAuliffe. And McAuliffe now is also trying to get it back on the blacktop after a wild and woolly ride across the start-finish line and towards the pit turn. Race leader Richard Druger leading the way. A great run here by Druger. 33.4 second lap, his last lap in that underground mobile entry. Crawford a 33.5, and Druger's just gone quicker again, a 33.260. Rodney Pedersen, then it's Hazelton, Galvin, Norris, O'Brien, Thompson, Withers, King now, and McAuliffe back in 10th and 11th position respectively after making exactly the same mistake coming across the start-finish line a lap or so ago. So the 35 of Druger across the line once again. The Grenfell driver comfortably out in front. Now it's Crawford, Pedersen, Hazelton and Galvin. So the Wollongong driver of Hazelton doing well. He started behind Galvin, now up into 4th position. As there's concertinaing together here in the battle for 3rd. So it's Pedersen, Hazelton and Galvin all fighting it out for 3rd place as Hazelton looks like he's about to make the move on the crossover through the infield. Hazelton makes the spot. Now Galvin caught on the outside. He'll make the crossover on Pedersen. No, he can't complete it. And that mixing and matching there has seen Warwick Norris come up into the battle as well. So Galvin will have to defend his back bumper as well as trying to attack the 78 of Rodney Pedersen. Pedersen now defending his line, goes for the carburetor to try and improve the performance of that cart down the back straight. Galvin trying to make a move through the infield. The race leader is Richard Druger. He's out over 3.5 seconds ahead of Ian Crawford as they come across the start finish line once again. And Galvin makes a mistake coming onto the front straight, and that allows Norris to dive up the inside in turn 2. King trying to come back on Withers as he makes the move into turn 2 as well. King in the 7 cart will make the pass on the 19 of Edward Withers. Race leader, 8 laps into the book now. 2 laps remain for Richard Druger. Crawford now has Hazelton on his back bumper. So Crawford with it all to defend now. No, he can't. Hazelton's too quick for him and gets him going into turn number 2. So Druger, who's got just over one lap left to travel, well out in front. Druger from Crawford, Hazelton, Peterson, Norris, Galvin. Then it's back to King, Withers, Milcar, O'Brien and Thompson, the final card out there on the circuit. So as the leader heads towards turn number three for the final time, Druger ahead of Hazelton. Now Crawford getting a tap by Peterson and Norris. What can Peterson do here on the last lap? Crawford pulls away out of turn three as the race leader. Richard Druger takes the checkered flag in the 35 card. Back then to the 48 of Michael Hazelton. Crawford holds on for third. Then it's Peterson, Norris and Galvin all across the line, nose to tail. Back there to Richard King. Edward Withers there ahead of Milcar. And then it's O'Brien with Thompson rounding out the orders. That completes the second round of racing here at the Bob Hine Memorial. Don't forget, get your tickets for Saturday night, the Casserole Night, here at the Bob Hine Memorial.